Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome, dear listeners. You are tuned to Radio Islam International. We welcome you once again to the quiz, Ramadan quiz. And yesterday is a very, very cold day, Mawlana Saeed Saab. The seventh day of the month of Ramadan. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept all our broken ibadat. And with me in the studios this tonight is Mawlana Saeed Lasania. Mawlana, we'd like to welcome you, my brother. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. G.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mawlana Kara, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, Sheikh Suhaib, how are you, my brother?
Ji, I'm so well, alhamdulillah. When I came in downstairs at reception, Uncle Mohsin told me go back home. I asked him why. He said you left the fridge door open, that's why it's so cold. So what would you prefer, Mawlana Kara? Cold days,
like
or hot
they say, Mawlana Suhaib sahab, aaj to hua no darote. Day to sleep today. Day to be cozy in a bed, my brother. No, don't shake your head. We still got Isha namaz. We still got Tarawih namaz. No topping tonight, my brother.
Mawlana, yesterday, mashallah, you went to El Dorado Park. I was listening to segments of your program. It was sounding very nice and exciting. What was the highlight of your program? What would you say, Mawlana?
Mawlana, regarding this, alhamdulillah, we spoke to quite a few brothers from the area regarding the iman, the appreciation of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them this ni'mat of iman. We spoke to about approximately five brothers on air, approximately five or six off air, and most of them are new Muslims. And when you ask them how you became Muslim, what inspired you to become Muslim, you know, really you can see the appreciation. One brother was saying, I was doing this, I led a life of sin, total sin. He says, Allah gave me hidayat, and he thanked, and he actually picked up his hand, and he says, all praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah has opened the doors of light to me. And also regarding this, the responsibility of da'wah that these brothers have taken upon themselves, like one brother, Umar, mashallah, he's a Muslim for approximately, I can't remember, I think a few months.
And he accepted Islam in May, isn't it?
You were listening incorrectly. Rosa Hedu at the time, Mawlana Saeb.
Umar, brother who accepted Islam.
Yeah, mashallah, what a lovely man. 2 weeks ago, mashallah, like you were saying, he started Tarawih namaz. He made us laugh, Mawlana Saeb. He says, the first night I came to read Tarawih namaz, Ekse Allahu Akbar, he said there was no end to this namaz. See, I'm thinking this imam is going on and he's going on. Vanir Kharon, stop. He says, the imam just never want to stop. Mashallah. And a good Muslim, subhanAllah, and I watched him making dua after salam. And he's a Muslim for just approximately 2 or 3 weeks, mashallah. And also the appreciation, you know, the responsibility of da'wah, Mawlana Saeed. The brother Umar we were talking about here, he, alhamdulillah, Mawlana, the imam, Mawlana was telling me that 40 people embrace Islam at his hands. Allah. Alhamdulillah. You can see he's got this, you know, he's got the speaker going around, calling the people to the masjid, mashallah. And he's a Muslim just for a few months. Mawlana Saeed Saab, while he's calling people to the masjid, you're sitting, you know, with your wife in a cozy room, and, you know, having tea and coffee. No, my brother, much to learn from these people. Jazakumullah, Mawlana Saeed Saab.
That's the point I was going to say, that we normally take things for granted.
Yeah.
Once we go out and see in these environments. That's why it's very important, Mawlana Kara, that we go out in the path of Allah when you're ready, inshallah.
Very, very, inshallah, this weekend. Inshallah, Mawlana Saeed Saab, as soon as we can. Okay, my brother, are you done with, can we proceed with the
are
course
you done
now?
With your bayan now? Can you carry on?
All right, 11 minutes past 6 o'clock. Brother Salim is smiling on the other side. Wonderful man, alhamdulillah, Brother Salim. Allah pa keep you happy
even
for
brother
always.
Salim is a new
I was
going
to say, Ji, Adhaq Allah, Sina. Salim, how many years are you a Muslim, my brother? 7 years, mashallah. And he was in Afrikaner, Salim? Which area? Cape Town, mashallah. Follower of Eugene Terblant? Yeah, ardent follower of Eugene Terblant. Mashallah, Salim, Adhaqallah, Sina. Always smiling on the other side. Allah keep you happy always, my brother. You're a good man. Okay, Maurice, Swaib Saab, can we continue, my brother?
Gee, let's carry on.
You know, it's very, very cold. One day the wife opens, she checks her husband on a very, very cold morning, and she says, honey, dear, window's frozen, won't open. This poor guy, he checks back and he says, dear honey, put some water, lukewarm water over it, and gently tap the edges with the hammer. The wife SMSs back 10 minutes later, she says, oh, hubby, the computer is really messed up now. Gee. All right, mashallah, we have our three participants tonight. Riyad Suleiman, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. First contestant, Riyad.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Mawlana?
Alhamdulillah wa shukru lillah. And how are you, my good brother?
Alhamdulillah, man. Stomach is all good now.
Stomach is all good. I can say you're very happy, my brother.
Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah. What do you have for iftar today?
Mutton tarkari.
Mutton tarkari.
Can I bring some?
Yeah, bring some. Yeah, you're calling from Lens, eh?
Yes.
MashaAllah, my brother. Nice talking to you. Sister, line number two, anonymous sister, Nabila. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Sorry, sister, by mistake I said the word Nabila. It's supposed to be anonymous. But anyway, we'll call you anonymous. Ben, where are you calling from? Lanesia as well?
To Lanesia.
MashaAllah, all the luck. Okay, sister. JazakAllah. Line number three, we have brother Muhammad from Pretoria. Muhammad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, my good brother.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. How
are you, Malana? Alhamdulillah. How are you, my brother?
Alhamdulillah.
JazakAllah. JazakAllah for asking, my brother. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
MashaAllah, I'm happy today, Malisra. We've got two males and one female.
Why that makes you happy?
But like always, you know, I don't know, the males just drop us and, you know, they just don't answer correctly, Malisra.
But isn't it a fact that women are more intelligent?
More intelligent. I also came across that fact. That women are more intelligent. Rehan, what do you say, my brother?
You know what, it's a rhetorical question.
It's just a myth.
I would say so.
Yeah, it's just a myth. Don't worry, my brother.
Today I'm overpowered in mouth.
Today you're overpowered. Okay, my brother. All the luck, Riyad. Your mouth is very big. Let's see how you fare in this competition. Riyad, you ready, my brother?
I'm ready,
brother. I keep you happy for always. Okay, my brother. 7 seconds to answer the questions.
Okay.
What is your category, Riyad?
Let's go for Quran.
Okay, my brother. Here is to all of us, subhanAllah, Quran Kareem. Are you ready, good friend?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Don't just blurt out the answer. Think a little, okay?
Okay.
True or false? Dawood and Sulaiman alayhim as-salam are the only two Muslim kings mentioned in the Quran Kareem by name.
Are the only two Muslim kings? I'll go for true, man.
You're gonna go for true?
Yeah.
MashaAllah, it's a hell of a luck, but it's correct, my brother.
JazakAllah.
Okay, my brother. Nabila, okay. Here goes your sorry anonymous sister. Molly Sway, would you like to ask our anonymous sister the question, see?
Jeez, anonymous sister from Indonesia, Molana, I think we need to give you a dictionary and find out what does anonymous means, because it seems like you don't know what anonymous means. So, anonymous sister, are you ready?
See.
How many birds was Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam commanded to slaughter in order to practically see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ability to restore life to the dead?
Four.
Oh, that was a quick answer. MashaAllah, sister. Excellent.
The clock didn't even start, man.
The clock never even starts. Salim is shocked on the other side. MashaAllah, sister. Well done, okay? Okay. Muhammad from Pretoria, my brother. What is your category?
Quran, man.
Quran, MashaAllah. Here goes your question, my brother. Okay? Which two groups of Muslims are referred to in the verse? Recall the time when two groups amongst you intended cowardice. One, Banu Haritha and Banu Salama. Two, Banu Najjar and Banu Salama. One or two, brother?
One.
Excellent. You knew it?
See.
MashaAllah. Intelligent boy. MashaAllah, my brother. Riyad Suleiman, are you ready, my brother? MashaAllah, Malisa Yusuf, today we started off all three contestants got the first question correct.
Yes, this is first time I think this has happened that all three got getting one point.
Like normally, Malisa Yusuf, when I was in Matrik, you know, we ran the 1.5 kilo around the grounds. We had to run 2 or 3 times. Mm-hmm. So a friend of mine and myself, we started running, you know, it's like 2 times around the ground. Mm-hmm. The first time, MashaAllah, we were like, you know, 100 meters in front of the other people.
Yeah.
But just around the bend, everybody overtook us. Mm-hmm. And yes, we came out last at the race, Malish Faib. So normally sometimes you start off good. What happens in the end?
That's
a different story.
Incident about rabbit and this thing also, same thing.
That's a nursery rhymes.
Yeah, say it for us quickly.
My brother Riyad, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, ma.
Okay, my brother, I can see you're always ready. Here goes your question. In Surah Fatiha, to whom do the words "not the part of those on whom anger was shown" refer to? One, the Jews. Two, the Christians. Three, the idolaters. Four, the hypocrites.
I'll go with the Jews, ma.
Where are you going to go with them, brother? Okay.
Yeah, I go with the Yahud.
No, so you're going to go with the Muslims?
Yeah.
Okay, my brother. One question, MashaAllah. Second one you got right. You're doing very, very well, Riyad.
Jazakallah,
my brother. Nabila, are you ready, man?
Okay.
So your question is, which Jewish clan are referred to in the ayah, say to those who disbelieve you will be defeated? One, Banu Nadir. Two, Banu Qaynuqa. And three, Banu Qurayza.
One.
Banu Nadir.
Banu Nadir is the incorrect answer. So the correct answer is Wali Swaib.
Banu Qaynuqa.
Qaynuqa, Banu Qaynuqa, pa?
Si.
Jazakallah, sorry for that. Muhammad, my brother, are you there?
Ji, ma'am. Is it possible to lift up the volume a bit, ma'am?
Brother Salim, can you just lift up the volume? And can you also just lift up your volume on the other side, my brother? It's a bit faint on the side. Better now?
No, ma'am.
Salim, can you try a little bit higher, my brother? Okay, how's it now?
Alhamdulillah, it's okay.
MashaAllah. Yes. Here goes your question. Who are the people who said, Allah faqirun wa nahnu aghniya, that na'udhu billah, Allah is poor and we are wealthy?
No, multiple choice.
No.
The Quraysh, yes.
The Quraysh?
Okay.
Which Quraysh?
Of the
Saudi Arabian Peninsula. My brother, it is not the Quraysh. Na'udhu billah, na'udhu billah. These people said, Inna Allah faqir, wa nahnu aghniya. It was the Jehud and the Jews.
Oh.
Na'udhu billahi min dhalik. Okay, my brother, Riyad?
Ji, Mala.
Yes, my brother, you're leading.
Alhamdulillah, try.
Yes, we are proud of you, my brother. I'm sure your wife is also very proud of you.
Ji.
Ji. Yeah. What's your category, my brother?
Let's go for Sahaba.
Let's go for Sahaba.
Ji.
All right, Sahaba questions we'll post to you next Ramadan, okay?
Okay, Ji.
Stories of the Anbiya alayhi salam, my brother. You gonna go with that?
Yes.
You got Islamic history also, you got general knowledge, and you also got politics.
Oh, you got Islamic. Okay, let's go with Islamic history, ma.
I like the way you say, let's go with that one. Okay, my brother, we're gonna ask you two questions from this category also, okay?
Yes.
Okay. We're not talking South African history, we're not talking Jan van der Beek and Mahatma Gandhi, ne? Islamic history, my brother. Here goes your question. For a brief while, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu served as the governor of which city? Makkah, Medina, or Kufa?
Well, I will go with Kufa.
No, my brother, you're on the wrong road.
I'm on the wrong road.
You're on the wrong road this time. It's Medina Munawwara, my brother.
Okay.
Okay, my brother.
Okay, inshallah.
Nabila, are you there, Ben?
Yes.
You're from Ben, say, sister?
Yes.
Okay.
Which category, sister?
Stories of the Anbiya.
Okay, Stories of the Anbiya. It's also multiple choice questions, either one, two, or three, you can tell us. Your question is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to Mount Tur for 40 days. Which 40 days of the year were they? Number one, 30 days of Ramadan and 10 days of Shawwal, or 30 days of Dhul Qa'dah and 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, or number 3, 30 days of Dhul Hijjah and 10 days of Muharram. What's your answer?
3.
Number 3, 30 days of Dhul Hijjah and 10 days of Muharram.
No, Masayib, 30 days of Dhul Qa'dah. That was number 2.
She said 3, but...
She said... Sorry. The answer is 2, sister. You said 3. It's 30 days of Dhul Qa'dah, mashallah, 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Jazakallah, pa? Sorry for that. No points. Muhammad from Pretoria. What's your category, my brother?
Stories of the Anbiya, inshallah.
You're going to go with Stories of the Anbiya, alayhi salam. Okay, two questions comes up your way from this category. Here goes a question. Was Yusha bin Nun the successor of Musa, alayhi salam, Harun, alayhi salam, or Sulaiman, alayhi salam?
I'll say Harun, alayhi salam.
Whatever you're saying is incorrect, my brother. Maybe let the wife say for a chance. Maybe she'll get something right. Okay, my brother, but you're trying. Don't worry. We're all learning, okay?
Yes.
MashaAllah, you're a good man. My friend, Riyad Sulaiman.
Ji, Mala.
Right. What's your famous line? What did you say, Mali Swahib? I'm going to go with.
Yeah, let's go with.
Let's go with. Islamic history, my brother. Second question from Islamic history, okay?
Yes.
All right. On which day you put your mutton terkari one side? Answer, think properly.
But Sufa is helping him, that mutton terkari.
He's helping him.
He's still leading.
He's still leading, mashallah, 2-1. Okay. On which day of the week would Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visit Masjid Quba? Friday, Saturday or Wednesday?
Saturday, Mona.
Sorry?
Saturday.
Saturday. MashaAllah. That is a correct answer, my brother. That is a correct answer, MashaAllah. It's 1231. Sister Nabila, you have to answer, sister.
How you knew that answer, brother Riyad? You've been for Umrah and Hajj?
The wife helped me, but I thought about it on Saturday. We went on Saturday to make Salah, so I thought about it on that note.
Okay. But the wife helped you, eh?
Yes, she helped me.
I heard some whispering, my brother. Okay. Nabila, here goes your question. Mali Swahib.
Ji, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam's maternal grandfather's name was Imran. What was his maternal grandmother's name? Number one, Hamna. Number two, Hanna. Or number three, Rahil?
Hanna.
Hanna, mashallah. Number one or two?
Number two.
Hanna, mashallah, Mali Swahib.
Ji, that is correct.
Correct answer. Hanna, sister, you are back in a competition. Mashallah, it's 3-2. Right, Muhammad, Mali Swahib.
Gee, which category are you still going with?
Stories of the Ummi alayhi salam.
Gee, are you ready?
Which category, my brother?
Islam, stories of the Ummi alayhi
salam. Stories of the Ummi alayhi salam.
Gee, brother Muhammad, are you ready?
Just one question, Mali Swahib, sir.
Yes.
You're asking everybody, this one's maternal grandmother, this one's paternal grandfather. What was your maternal grandmother's name? Rahmatullahi alayha. Do you know, my brother?
Yes.
You're asking everybody the question.
It's very easy.
What?
Zuleika. You see, maybe I think you are confused. What's the difference between paternal and maternal? Can you explain
it later, my brother? Muhammad, are you there?
It's very easy to remember. M stands for mother.
Mother, G.
Yeah.
G.
So maternal
exactly.
For mother.
Salim, you knew that, Salim? All right.
You get to learn every day something new. Okay.
Muhammad, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Mali Sahib.
Muhammad, the question is, you also have multiple choice questions. You need to say either one, two, or three. The question is, where is Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam buried? One, in the Hatim. Number two, behind Maqam Ibrahim.
Yeah.
Or number three, opposite the Multazam?
No.
Number three. Number three, Mona.
Muhammad ran away.
Number three, Mona.
Number three is opposite the Multazam, my brother.
Okay.
Did you see it?
No.
No, my brother, it's not opposite the Multazam. It is, subhanAllah, it is in the Hatim.
See.
Nabi Isa alayhi salam is buried in the Hatim.
Nabi Ismail alayhi salam.
Sorry, astaghfirullah. Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. He's in the Hatim. Next time, inshallah, we go for Umrah together, my brother.
Inshallah, my brother.
Allah take me and you together.
Definitely.
And everybody, inshallah. And we leave the wives behind this time. What do you say, my brother? Okay. What's your category?
Riyadh.
My category now, let's go with Sahaba.
Fishing.
Stories of Sahaba.
Okay.
Anbiya, he means.
Anbiya.
Okay, my brother, here goes your question. Stories of the Anbiya alayhi salat wa salam. My friend Riyaz got 1, 2, 3 correct, Mali Swahib.
That is correct. He is leading at the moment also.
He is
so
leading.
If you answer
this one correctly, my brother, I think you're going to be the winner.
Inshallah.
Unassailable lead then.
Sorry?
Unassailable lead.
Unassailable lead. I like the way you say unassailable lead. Riyaz, are you ready, brother?
Yes, I'm ready, Mona.
Okay, my friend. Where was Sulaiman alayhi salam when the throne of the queen of Saba, Sheba, was brought to him in the twinkling of an eye? 1. Yemen. 2. Damascus. 3. Bayt al-Maqdis.
Well, I'll go with Damascus.
I just like the way you say, I'm going to go with this and I'm going to go with it.
Time was also
but
up.
But you're going with the wrong answers.
Time was up also.
Bayt al-Maqdis.
Bayt al-Maqdis, you said the answer after 7 minutes, my brother. We said 7 seconds. Bayt al-Maqdis is the correct answer. The first time you said Damascus. Okay, Riyad?
Yes.
Jazakallah, my brother. Sorry, you got still three. You are still leading. Nabila, here goes your question, sister. What is your category, Ben?
Islamic history.
Islamic history, sister. Here goes your question, okay?
Yes.
Okay. In the field of hadith.
Yes.
Which kitab is regarded as more authentic, Sunan Abu Dawood or Sunan Tirmizi Sharif?
Sunan Tirmizi.
Sorry?
Sunan Tirmizi.
Why, sister?
I'm not sure.
Okay. No, sister, the answer is Sunan Abu Dawood.
Abu Dawood, okay.
All right.
Chi.
Jazakallah bien. Muhammad from Pretoria, Mali Swahib.
Chi. You can go ahead, it's a final question.
It's a final question.
But it doesn't make a difference also.
Oh.
We have a winner.
All right, so I don't know, my counting's a bit weak. We'll come back to that in a minute. My brother, Muhammad, are you ready? My brother, which category?
How many questions left, man?
Two. Don't worry, just two answer, my friend.
Okay. Last question.
I'll take Islamic history, man.
Islamic history, my brother. All the luck, okay?
Inshallah.
$1 million for grave, my brother. Let's see. What was Imam Dawood, rahmatullahi alayhi's actual name? One, Dawood. Two, Sulaiman. Or three, Ja'far. Ah, you just let the million go through your fingertips, my brother. It's not Ja'far, it is number one, Sulaiman.
We have a winner, Mulana.
MashaAllah, we do have a winner.
Let's see. Five questions.
We asked 5 questions out of 5. My friend from which area? From Malaysia, Riyadh, MashaAllah, he's got 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We asked Sister Nabila also 5 questions. She got 2 correct. And our friend from Pretoria, he's got
1.
Mashallah, my brother. He got 1 right. So the winner for today is Brother Riyadh Suleiman. Riyadh. How you feel, my brother? 1,000 rand.
I feel a sigh of relief, I would say.
Sigh of relief. You feel like an intelligent man, huh?
I feel like you're the man. We have some nice food,
Yeah, you better chow it up. You better eat that 1,000 rand quickly before it's going to go in the wife's cloak and all the eat shopping.
You'd rather eat it up.
Riyadh, mashallah, you've done very, very well, my brother. Mashallah, you're the winner of the 1,000 rands and you qualify for the BP finals.
Jazakallah,
my brother. Assalamu alaikum. Sister Nabila, line number 2, are you there, Ben?
Yes.
Jazakallah, Ben, you've done very, very well. We must say, Mali Swahib, she's got 2 out of 5 correct. And just unfortunately that you got the 1-2 questions. Number 2 was a bit tricky, sister. It was quite tricky. Mali Swahib made it more tricky. Sister, jazakallah for that. But you got 2 right, okay, Ben?
Okay.
We can always try again, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam.
Jeez, try after study, Mali Swahib. Gee, brother Muhammad, are you there, my friend?
Gee, Mawlana.
My brother, you've done quite good.
No, I did say, Mawlana.
What can I say, my brother? No, mashallah, you answered correctly. You answered one, the first one. And I don't know the second answer, where you got the Quraysh from. But anyway...
I was hoping for multi-choice.
Next time we're going to ask you only multi-choice.
Inshallah.
MashaAllah. Muhammad, jazakallah. Like they say, bolu chalu maaf.
No problem.
Nothing is intended. We're just having lightheartedness here, my brother. We request you for your du'as. Have a wonderful Ramadan.
Likewise, Mawlana.
Inshallah. Jazakallah. Salam to the family and call us back again.
Inshallah.
All right. Jazakumullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. What do you say, sir? Today I'm not going to say anything. What is your comments, my brother? Look at my friend, Mawlana Pir Ali, and you comment on what he's wearing.
He's hiding behind a pillow. Yeah,
in the balaclava, mashallah. It's feeling very, very cold today. All right.
I think we must take a picture of him and put it on in our Twitter.
MashaAllah, Mali Pir Ali staff works very, very hard. Sometimes you come here at 12 o'clock. He's busy working 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning. Yes, Allah give him barakat, inshallah. He's a wonderful man, very hard worker as well. Mali Saif staff, we terminate the program. It's 28 minutes to 7 o'clock. Over to you, my brother.
Gee, next up, inshallah, it's our Saudi Tarawi, Mulana. Would you like to say who will be reciting tonight? I think it's from Makkatul Mukarramah. We're crossing over to Makkatul Mukarramah. And thereafter, inshallah, Mulana Habib Bobat will be joining. Oh, but before that, Mufti Meng's tafsir from Bosmont, and also the repeat of 221B Baker Street drama stories that's going on. And Mulana, I'm not sure if you're listening, if you had time to listen to the drama in the month of Ramadan, but we're receiving lots of positive feedback, and that's all hard effort of Mulana Pir Ali, just praising him, sitting here till late at night, busy with the episodes. So mashallah, lots of positive feedback coming with regards to 221B Baker Street, and thereafter Mufti Ismail Meng's tafsir around 9 p.m. And then after that, Mawlana Habib Bobat will be joining you, and Mawlana Muhammad Aku from Newcastle. That's what you can expect tonight, Mawlana.
Jazakallah, Brother Salim. Back to you.